Hey friends.
How's it going?
So today we get to share Michael's cousin's wedding.
Woo woo!
We just shot in New Hampshire, New London, New Hampshire, which is one of the more beautiful places.
It's the cutest little town.
And her amazing new husband, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks. So, as Laura said, JC's my cousin, so I've known her pretty much my whole life. We just met Kevin for the first time when we started this process with them, but they are just the two cutest peas in the pod you can imagine.
Peas in a pod.
Peas in a pod.
They are actually like
they're really adorable. They're so sweet with each other,
and they're both like the most amazing human beings.
Yeah,
they're both so incredible. They met like in med school, or no, they met before that, but then reconnected.
Yes.
I don't know, but like they're giving their lives to other people, and they're just gems of humans.
Yeah.
So it was just wonderful spending the day with them, and like so many people that love them so much.
I love the speeches when Jack, who's my uncle, he stood up and talked about the two of them and how they met and their story. And he said, JC's a doctor now, so she's going to be like making all the money or being the breadwinner or so. And then he said, Kevin's going to be in school for the next 10 years because he's getting his PhD. So
he's getting like more letters.
Yeah, he's getting like MD, PhD, something. Yeah, he's also doing cancer research. Yeah.
But yeah, they did crack a few jokes on Kevin for that.
They're so good, yeah.
Anyways, I also loved Michael's dad officiated the entire ceremony, which was just so sweet. And we basically were kicking ourselves the entire time, like, why did we not have your dad officiate our ceremony?
That's a good question.
We loved our officiant. She was a good friend. But it would have been really fun for your dad to do it. And he did a great job. It was so sweet. They had their both mothers do a reading, and then they had Kevin's godfather, who was like this adorable Irish man.
Yeah, he did an
Irish blessing, which was also just like adorable. The whole thing was just so cute. But I gotta say, my favorite part of the day was their first look.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. So JC was inside at the inn at Pleasant Lake, which is where they got married in New London. And it had been starting to rain. And so I went inside and I was like, here's the thing. It's raining. I know I was about to take you outside for your first look, but it is drizzling a little bit. And she was like, no, let's just still do it outside. And so we went and it was really lightly raining. And they had this really sweet first look. And then just sort of like turned to us like, okay, we're ready to start taking pictures. And so we take them and we start directing them. And we tell Kevin to look at JC. And he just starts crying.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
It was really
cute. Was just like all of a sudden overwhelmed. It's like, oh my God, I get to marry this girl. And it was just so sweet to be able to see that.
Yeah.
And I think the two of them were just kind of like that all day. Like it was so fun and so meaningful in every little moment.
Yeah. And we got a lot of portrait time with them too, which was awesome. We did the first look before the ceremony. And we did their bridal party and most of their families well before the ceremony.
With a few moments of running.
Yeah, I did a couple back and forth to get umbrellas. We ran under some buildings. The guys got under some trees.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was very light. It's like sprinkled for like 2 minutes and then, you know, came back up. And then after their ceremony, which I think was probably one of my favorite ceremonies. Again, I'm biased because my dad did it. But after the ceremony, we actually took them to like this open field where you could see some of the mountains.
Well, hold up. They drove away in this really cool,
They drove with like a Porsche Boxster Sport, I think.
It was so cool. And somebody, they had like decked it out with like the cans and
they spray painted the cans gold and silver, which I think were really cute.
Just that extra little touch.
Yeah.
And so then they drove away to this field.
Yeah.
You can't skip over
the
cool car.
You're right. The cool car was awesome. But the field was even better. If the cool car was cool, the field was beautiful.
Yeah.
Just the colors up there. I don't know if it's just a thing, you know, because it's the same as your sister's house, too. The colors in, like, the northeast in the summer, just like these wild flowers and, like, bushes. It's just, like, so vibrant and beautiful.
It is really pretty.
Yeah.
It was so gorgeous. everywhere we turned, we were just like, this is pretty. Oh, this is pretty.
Yeah, we struggled to narrow down our locations.
And we did. We shot with them a ton because there were so many pretty spots. But
and then when we get back, we got back to the cinema or to the inn at Pleasant Lake where they had their reception. We did a few at the lake as well on this like kind of rickety dock.
Oh,
which
kind
Jason
of
was,
rickety.
Actually,
I'm shocked it's still standing. What? Kevin like went out and started like jumping on it, like, oh, it's fine. And Jason was like, okay. She had to hop over water, like it wasn't even
it was like
enough
the front
of a
was
dock.
Submerged,
the front kinda. Was fully submerged in water. She had to hop over that in her wedding dress, and then I went to kind of like help adjust, and she was like, just be careful because when you move, the entire dock moves.
Well, and I'd like to go ahead and put that on Kevin. In future arguments that this may or may happen, Kevin was the one like, let's do the dock. And we were like, are you sure you want to do the dock? And then Jason was...
Oh, he went out and started jumping.
Oh, yeah.
It was hysterical.
Yeah.
But they did. It was fine. And honestly, those were some of the best pictures from the whole day. So, good on them.
Yeah, totally good on them.
Love a risk. Mm-hmm. Pays off.
Yeah. And then their reception was also at the end of Pleasant Lake. We actually, it was like kid-free. No kids were allowed or...
Well, except for JC's sister,
right.
Michael's other cousin, Jenna, both of her kids were in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to, and they were dancing.
They were. They were dancing.
They opened up the dance floor.
I would agree with you, but I do think that the best dancer has to go to, well, there's two. There's Jack.
Oh, who would even hold a candle to Jack?
I'll tell you who. The 98-year-old
oh my God,
great,
you're right.
Great aunt of Kevin's, I believe it was. Right?
She was ripping it on the dance floor.
Yeah, 98 years old, and she was just like,
Lori,
she was like by herself.
Michael's aunt came over to me
in like a
like,
circle.
Guess how old she is? And I was like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And she said 97, 98.
I think it's 98.
And I like, my jaw fell to the ground. Like, she was rocking.
She
was on the dance floor for a long time,
yeah,
too.
She might have actually been there longer than my mother was.
Yeah, I'm
she was there
to
like almost
true.
Like 10 or 10:30.
Yeah.
And it ended at 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been the band.
Yes. Agreed.
they were great.
Mm-hmm. The band was awesome. And to speak to the band, the dance floor they got the extra large dance floor they said they booked.
Yeah.
But
it
there was zero space. Like, there were people dancing, like, on the outskirts, not even on the dance floor, because everyone was on the dance floor pretty much the whole reception once.
Those last two weddings, because that, JC and Kevin's wedding, and then also the wedding the weekend before, have to be the all-time two biggest dance parties that we've ever had at a wedding.
Yeah, and it wasn't even like they had massive amounts of people at
no,
the weddings.
No, it's just every
either.
Single
just
person.
Everyone
danced,
was on the
like
dance
the
floor.
Entire night.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Right.
That's my kind of wedding.
Yeah, and my uncle's going to be featured a lot because his was the best dancer. He was...
he's insane.
He's crazy. He's awesome.
I love
he's
it.
Also a doctor.
So, keep
those
that in mind.
Know
when
how
you
to dance.
Anyways, enjoy those and a whole bunch more of our many, many favorites from this beautiful day.
Congrats, Jason and Kevin. We love you guys.